evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's the 30th day of the month of April, 2020. It's the 2020 principle. Ah, man, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. When I woke up this morning, the scalar war attacks against the West Coast were just off the charts. Now it looks like maybe we might be shooting some back at them. I don't know, against China, perhaps. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. There's a war going on, and the war has already started, and I'm going to talk to you about that first. But the thing that I'm going to say right now is this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you have not repented of your sins to the Lord Jesus, and then ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then by all means, take advantage of that right now, because that's what's going to save you. That's what's going to provide any true sanctuary you're going to get. And that's all there is to it, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say that. Because Jesus came and was sent by our Father in heaven to come down onto the planet and to live the life here and to do that, and then to go and onto the cross and die and shed his blood to cover our sins. You want a good deal? You want the best deal in town? Then you repent of your sins to Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he'll wash you clean. And I'm talking about all of y'all out there, some of you from the briar patch, you know, who got a lot of faces, you see. You got a lot of blood on your hands. Well, I'm going to tell you what. What do you got to lose but to seek Lord Jesus and to see what he can do for you? Some of you are soldiers. And in the war, which the war is still ongoing, you have been in a position where you had to murder, to kill, whatever. Ask the Lord just what I said. If you feel you've got the sin, then repent of it and tell him about it and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. I've said it now 5-6 times. I'm being redundant. But that is the key. That is the key to everlasting life with him in heaven. You don't have to go to hell. You're not beyond salvation of Lord Jesus. Now, some of you are going to be dirtier than others. Let me tell you, it might take a while to kind of wash those dirty windows a little clean so you can see out of them again. But what do you got to lose? Why not try it? You backslid. Why not come back? Why not try it? Ladies and gentlemen, now let me just say this to you. If we look at what Lord Jesus has to say, we're at that time. We're at that time, are we not? Or we're starting to see it. For then shall be great tribulation, such was as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You see, we've got all of the signs. Nation shall rise against nation. Let me tell you, I'm just going to come out what I was going to talk with right away, right now. You know, all of our intelligence agencies and all of that, you know, all of the intelligence agencies, all the wonderful things. And then right when President Trump has a press conference today, then you've got the director of national intelligence, bullshit artistry, release a thing that says that, this Wuhan virus from China is not a bioweapon. It's not bioengineered. Bullshit, DNI. Bullshit. DNI. Bullshit. DNI. You don't like Trump, obviously. So you're putting it out right while he's on the thing, and then you leak it to everybody out in the press, you see, and send it out. Then who put the HIV component in there? Where, DNI? Where and who did Tony Fauci and the NIH give the $3.7 million to the Wuhan lab to study a SARS-like bat virus? Where did that go and where was all of that? And didn't those same people at the Wuhan lab there, did they not then also go into Australia by 210, 212, somewhere there, to look for bat viruses? Did they not also? Did not that red Chinese bioweapon team, seen by the old river pirate in Berea, Kentucky, and you know what? You can go back and look if you want. DNI, FBI, EIEIO, piece of crap. You've turned the entire intelligence system against the American people and not against the enemies of the United States. Not against the enemies of those people. You're so caught up in the web of using what William Binney and a good idea to try to focus in on the terrorists, the Muslim terrorists and other terrorists when he developed the system, which now you use all the time, and now you've given, through the Obama administration, you gave it to Red China, where they can then zero in on your face on the street, tell what your temperature is, read your whole pedigree, the whole nine yards. Send a drone in to look at you, attack you, bark, 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 stay right there, citizens, the police will come. All this crap that you're doing now in America is what's already being done in China and was done in Russia years ago and done in Nazi Germany. You're a bunch of tyrannical jackass sons of bucks. And you're operating against the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. You're trying to put the American people, and subjugate them under your thumb, when the real enemy is the United States, the Red Chinese, the Iranians, the North Koreans, the Russians are sitting around us like crazy. Now, you want to investigate something, you sons of bucks? You want to investigate something instead of trying to set up three-star generals that work for President Trump because he came out and told the truth about Obama being a tyrant and a traitor and committing alleged treason he committed by giving the Red Chinese all of the stealth technologies? It goes back to Slick Willie Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and all of them giving all of that stuff up to the Red Chinese and having the Red Chinese head of intelligence in the White House paying for their campaigns. Back then, Billy Clinton gave them all the laurel. He gave them the GPS and the missile targeting back then. And then let them into Lawrence Livermore to see what they want. And then what I'm trying to say about this SARS and coronavirus crap and this bioweapon team of the Red Chinese, they were here in 2006 or 7 in that era. And they were in Berea, Kentucky. But I'll tell you what, you can check them. They landed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Whoosh, went into the nice little underground hangar. Probably had nice rooms, and as I recall, back during the Obama administration, too, all right? They landed then as well. But about 2007, I believe is when it was, they were down in Kentucky in the caves, and thereafter, after they were seen at a restaurant, an officer wearing a Ron John Surf Shop t-shirt thing out of California, some kind of surf shop. I just said Ron John because I remember that from the old days in the Beach Boys. But a surf shop t-shirt. And then the other guy dressed nicely, and they were eating dinner in the restaurant. Then they took sack lunches, big bags of sack lunches, out to a white van. Out to a white van with no windows. The side door went, and there were guys in their high and tight hair, khaki pants, tennis shoes, and t-shirts. All stone cold red Chinese military. Then the officers handed them their little bag lunch, a hamburger and fries. After that, the bats started dropping dead in all of the caves in Kentucky and in Ohio and West Virginia and Virginia and Pennsylvania from white nose syndrome, a new SARS-like illness. Are those the same ones that Fauci, little Lord Fauci Roy, little Lord Fauci Roy, who seems to show up at every frickin' pandemic in the world? Little Roy Fauci Roy, did he give them the 3.7 million? And is the one guy who was the lab guy, one of the big lab guys at the Wuhan P4 lab, he was the one known to be involved in Australia. Well, I have checked in with certain sources in the deep background. He may have been the one who was one of the officers there in Kentucky back then. So you see, did the NIH, did allegedly the NIH and Fauci's little part of the NIH with Obama's blessing give 3.7 million to study this thing and to also use it to graft on perhaps HIV, or maybe that was done here at Dietrich, or maybe it was done here in another lab, or maybe Fauci and his crew did it somewhere here. I don't know. Maybe it was Emory. Maybe it was somewhere else. I don't know. But allegedly, somebody grafted on the HIV portion onto this thing, and that proves right there, because that, all of that genetic structure was analyzed clear back in January. That's why they keep going back and forth on this thing and trying to put it to sleep, because there's some component, allegedly, there's some component that involves U.S. intelligence or military science, biological weapon development. And then we did have all of those people that at Harvard and K-State, KU, and other labs that were the red Chinese involved in the stuff. Why do you think that they took the Kansas legislature to the secret bat caves? Why do you think they took them in a plain white bus to show them the continuity of government back in January? Why do you think they did the same thing in Nebraska? Because they knew something was up. They knew all this was down the pike coming. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, do not be afraid, because if you have the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then regardless of how you might lose your life on this planet, you'll have everlasting life with them in heaven and be with him and our Father. And I'm going to tell you what, if you stand up right now and you just speak your mind and you tell them that there's power in the blood of Jesus, and as a free American under the Constitution, you have the right to work and provide for your family. You have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, freedom to petition for redress of grievances. You got the right to keep and bear arms. And I'm sure glad some of the Michiganders showed them all of that again. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you got these guys like Bill Gates, and all he does is allegedly worship Lucifer, right? But then if you look into his vaccines and his tabletop computer exercise in Manhattan, in New York City last fall, it's exactly like this thing here. So who gave him his orders? Was it Lucifer directly? Or was it somebody from the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers? Was it the Queen of England? Or did he just go straight to Lucy himself? Or was it one of Lucy's demons that tickles him up his, you know, what side or whatever? And makes him giggle all the time, like a dadgum schoolboy! And oh, I remember he was gonna change everything and launch his own satellite system and all of that. And you remember when he did that, he was riding so high, he was gonna supersize his stuff across the world. And you remember what they did? They just filed suit on him in every country in Europe and in the United States and clipped his wings and put him back in the fold. Well, now he's down in San Diego. Well, maybe his little place up there in Washington State, maybe it was a little too close to the Cascadia, which is getting ready to happen. So he had to move out of there. And that was the flaw that they never told him about, you see. And he had to discover that. The Cascadia may be getting ready to blow with a 9 or a 10 or an 11 or whatever it might be. Just like Brother Quayle has told us. And if you haven't been to Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com, go up there and register for the Branson type program that they're going to do a stream of it in the next few days. Go up there, you'll see all the information at SteveQuayle.com. And then also click on and watch the Cascadia program. Get that on the Vimeo. And watch that, because just incredible. And then if you need gold or silver or platinum or any kind of a thing like that, you call Brother Steve Quayle's office at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. If you get good old Daryl or Tyler, Steve's son, or you get Steve himself, you tell him Old Hawk sent you, by golly, and to get him, help you to get whatever it is you need, all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this FBI, these crooks, these high-level crooks, Comey, Strzok, it looks like Gray, the lawyer Gray, or whatever his name is, maybe turning the tide and doing a little informing on their other buddies. But Priestab, I told you Priestab was involved. His is the one where he wrote it in the handwriting. Well, if Bill Barr don't indict and arrest and indict these sons of bucks, then there's no justice in this country. Don't ever cooperate with the FBI or any federal agency. And for the most part, don't even cooperate with anybody but maybe your local sheriff or your local policeman who you know. But even in that case, you got the right to remain silent. And I'd suggest that you got the right to remain silent and to get you an attorney, and that's what I would do in any of those cases. Because I'm going to tell you what, they're not on your side. They're trying to do you. Now, your local police officers and what I like to say, peace officers, all right, your peace officers, we have a large number of good ones who listen to this show. Those people are not going to be the ones grinding you. Oh, they might give you a ticket or something if you're revving up a hot rod across the, you know, down the street or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? They're not the ones going to try to grind you for every little thing. Or this whole new deal now is now they're going to, you know, go after you. I've heard today in this metro area, there's police everywhere. It's the first day of the month, the last day of the month, and they're writing tickets for, you know, 52 in a 45. They're writing tickets for, you know, 1 mile over the speed limit. They're sitting on side roads and, you know, like major streets, and some lady's going to the grocery store, which she's allowed to do. Oh, yeah. Maybe she's not allowed to go to the grocery store anymore. I don't know. But she's going to the grocery store. She's going 43 and a 35, and they're going to give her a ticket, which is going to cost her and her family. Now, maybe she's out of work and her husband's out of work, and they got the last $100 to go get groceries, and you're going to take now a couple $100 out of their hide. If you start doing all that kind of stuff and you start playing all these games, and now I understand that my county, they're voting apparently to extend this thing on another 10 or 15 days. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have to go to North Dakota to get a haircut. It's ridiculous. And then these guys, the Bakersfield doctors who had all of the statistics and facts, had it on YouTube, showed you everything, and how this is not bullshit. It's just that it's not as bad in terms of the death rates and stuff as what they were claiming it's going to be. It's not that this is a denial of this stuff. You can catch this fairly easily. I wear a mask. I told you to get masks way back at the beginning of January. Some of you did. Some of you said, oh, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you tonight. You better go back to, well, now I'm looking right now at Mimic, M-I-M-I-C. It's at tropic.ssec. WISC.edu, and then look for Mimic. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at big time scalar constructs, one pushing down from the west by northwest, and it's pushing down through the continent deep into the southeast of the United States, and then another cross flow coming around, coming down through the isthmus there of Central America, connecting to South America. Big one coming there, and there's all kind of activity going on. The war is on with the scalar weapons. The war is on in terms of denying food supplies. Now, I'm glad President Trump did what he did, but on the other hand, you're going to see still shortages of food and what have you. And I told you, what, 2 weeks ago, that Guo, that G-U-O billionaire from China, allegedly that he talked about, and he hates the communist, Chinese Communist Party, and he got out of China, came to the United States somewhere with his billions, got it out somehow. And Guo said a couple weeks ago, Guo, G-U-O, allegedly said that the Chinese in all of this mess and the, you know, basically the communists and the Lucies going to keep everybody busy with this virus until June. And then Guo allegedly said that then the Red Chinese Communist Party would then allegedly release hantavirus into the United States and go the next round. Well, hantavirus is from the Four Corners, by Colorado, Arizona, etc., you know, out that way, Utah, New Mexico, right? The Four Corners. Now, the hantavirus is deadly. But is it going to be something that's released? And then when I found out that President Trump is headed toward that area, I thought, man, oh, man, I hope not. I pray the Lord that President Trump wears all of the personal protective equipment. And you see what they're doing. They're trying to destroy him. They're trying to destroy him again. And his internal polling, in case you think that, you know, no way in heck Sleepy Joe can win. Trump's internal polling says that he's behind. Not the fake polls, but his own internal polling is saying that he's running behind in a lot of the states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, a number of different ones. And that is close in Arizona, and that Texas is even tight. So there's a possibility that the people that run the world, who are Luciferians at the highest levels of the business world, the banking structure, the religious structure of this planet, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of England, the Dutch Queen, all of the royal families, the Lee family of China and several others, all of the big shot Lucys and Bill Gates and Soros and all of them, that they are trying to take over this world. It is their putting into operation the Luciferian plan to kill about 80 to 90% of the population of this planet. And I'm going to tell you tonight, you had better keep getting food, keep getting ammunition, keep getting NBC gear, and I would urge you to go back to and to look at the full-line military-type gear. Go to approvedgasmask.com. All right? Go to approvedgasmask.com. All right? And look at it. I don't say that that's the best place to go. I just say that I know that you can look there and find, you can look and find almost everything that is available, whether they've got it or not. Whether they've got it or not. And look and find you something that you could get. I would go to Gas Mask. Let's see what we got. Go to Gas Mask. If you go to approvedgasmask.com and you look for protective kits, etc., you'll find it. Look at complete NBC kits. That's a good place to start. ApprovedGasMask.com. You go over to the left side, you click on it. You got the Premium Evolution 5000 kit, it'll say. Military spec gas mask, black mil spec, 1-quart canteen, integrated NBC overhood system. To protect back and head, neck, head, and entire body. Premium mil spec fire resistant pouch, 40 millimeter NBC military spec filter in a Tychem F suit. And NS mil-spec butyl rubber gloves. $259 for one person. You got a single domestic preparedness. You got different price points. Take a look at these. This is something that you should definitely consider. For $189, there's a good economical one-person mask kit. SG-150 gas mask. NBC, full gas mask filter, light chemical suit, latex boot covers. 17 mil nitro gloves, all right. Standard kit, $229. Got a gas mask, preparedness filter, Tychem PL suit, SL suit, military butyl gloves, all of it. Then down there, $329, SGC 403 gas mask, CPFA-3 high-performance chemical suit. I like those. I might have to try to get me one of those if they're still there. That filter down there, I believe, is a top quality Mestel, M-E-S-T-E-L, high quality filter. You got Chem Bio overboots, butyl gloves, and a gear bag. But then here's what you do. You better go up and look at the upper left hand side, and you look over there, it says gas mask. Just click on the gas mask and you'll see all kind of different ones. You'll find different ones that'll match your budget as best you can. The one that I like and the one that I have had has been as one of the first line has been the, M95 military mask, military M95. It's got ability to put the high quality Mestel filter on either side. You can put two of them on for heavy duty. You can also get, if you go to that filter, I know that it's there. You've got chemical-resistant materials, chemical warfare-resistant. It's fully adjustable. You've got eye possibilities for putting, it has a voice emitter that you can get. It's got Scott mask eyeglasses frame. So if you got glasses that you need to see from, you can have lenses made and put inside of this special frame that'll go inside your gas mask. I would highly suggest if you really need your glasses, I mean you really need them to see anything, you better get that. And that particular thing, I'm going to tell you, is extremely high quality. You've got a hydration valve where you can connect it up. You got a canteen, all of that stuff. Now, there's other masks that have got those type of things, but I'm telling you, get as best a mask as you can afford and get multiple filters for everybody. Now, the other thing here, I've told you this before, I'm going to tell it to you again, because you just might need it. I told you to buy food for 16 years. Water purification, NBC gear, firearms, and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Do you think that that has been well served? If you got it now, you better well believe that it is. You need to look at the child and pet systems. Child and pet systems. A baby can't wear a gas mask, but it can use a baby ranger. A youth, you know, a young kid can't wear a gas mask. Not until they get in, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old. And then there are youth gas masks. Or they're big enough to wear a regular one. But you can call these people up and see if they got it in stock. If they get it, if they don't have the one you pick out in stock, ask them for one that is equivalent or better. With all of the bells and whistles, and have them send it to you immediately. And then there's also the whole thing right there where you've got the suits, the chemical suits, the protective gloves, protective footwear, eye protection, all the different things. If you look at the chemical suits, you'll see all kind of different ones there. Maybe, 15 or 20 of them or more. You can get the Tyvek app. I've always said that's the minimum quality to get. They're about $39.85 a suit. But they will keep you prepared. If you could get a couple of them, so you could rinse them off in the water if you did get caught out and stuff. But there's also CPF-3s, CPF-4s. I'm telling you, you got some good stuff. If you got a lot of money, then get you a spacesuit down below. But go take a look at this. If you want to get them somewhere else, do that too. I don't have anything from these people, but I know that they show you all of the best quality, and they only would sell you new. And if you can get it, always ask about whether it's available, when it's there, and if it's in stock. If it's in stock, see if you can get it now. And if you could get a few of them, that's probably the best way to go. Probably the best way to go. And I'm going to tell you, if you do not have a firearm, then be sure and do it. Why am I telling you this now? Because there's a little bit of a lull right now. President Trump has nullified to a certain degree the shortage of pork and beef and chickens that are coming down the pike, because he put that under the military thing. But now, let me go right now. You know what? Before I do that, let me just say this to you. You want to keep old Hawk in the game? And I hope you do. I could use anything. It could be a Federal Reserve notes, a silver dime, a silver dollar, silver quarter, ounce of silver, tenth ounce of gold, whatever it might be, an ounce of gold, check or money order. I hope you keep me in the game, striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and warning you without equivocation, warning you that you need to avail yourself of the salvation that only Lord Jesus can provide. Repent of your sins to him. Ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. And if you do, you're going to have everlasting life with them in heaven. But anything that you can provide, I hope that the Lord would return it to you 10,000-fold. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 2-0-8. And may Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, bless you 10,000 fold. You can send a note to me there, a card, say hi, whatever. God bless you. And I'll tell you what. Signal intelligence, the real signal intelligence people, not the current ones. Not the current ones of all the kiddies and the script kiddies and all the teenagers that were good at games on the internet and all that, who they've hired, you see, and brought into the fold and the deep underground and given them Luciferian initiations and all kind of trickery, bull crap. All the NSA seems to be focused on the American people and not on the battlefield. The battlefield is right off the East Coast, baby. Right off of Maryland, right off of Virginia, right off in the Chesapeake Bay. Up around Maine, up around Massachusetts, Cape Cod, down around the Carolinas, in there in Florida, Georgia. They're sitting right outside of King Island watching everything goes by. Russian subs, Chinese subs, Iranians, North Koreans, everybody is around. And I'm going to tell you what's going on. While you're playing games and the NSA is reading every one of your emails, listening and recording every one of your voicemails, your texts, your calls on the sat phone, your calls on your cell phone, your calls on the long line, your calls on the regular house phone, every click you make on your computer, they're recording it all, giving it to the AI to formulate kind of things against you to get ready to take you out. And while they're doing all of that crap, while the NSA is doing all that crap, the real enemy of the United States is gaining on us. And you know what they're doing? They're sitting right off there in the Caribbean, the South Atlantic, the East, you know, right off the East Coast in the Gulf of Mexico, and they're using, get this, are you listening? Are you listening, NSA? Probably not. Are you listening? They're using regular shortwave frequencies. Some of them, okay, have 60s music in the background, you know? Maybe it's the Beach Boys. Maybe it's this one. Maybe it's that one. I don't know what the music is necessarily, but it's like 60s music in the background. But then there's voice in Chinese of late. A lot of Chinese voice. Some of it is reading of numbers, perhaps, but others is actual voice communication and then digital piggybacking on top of the voice, piggybacking digital on top of the carrier wave of the voice and the music. And then you know what's happening, NSA? Do you know what's going on then, FBI? EIEIOs? Then, guess what? You're hearing Chinese voice coming back and answering what they said to them on low-power transmitters from inside the United States. The red Chinese are right off our coastline talking to their infiltrated spies and commandos inside the United States, probably working at a Chinese restaurant near you. And I'm going to tell you, you could go out in the middle of Wyoming or Montana, and you could drive 100 miles an hour in Montana somewhere to a crossroads, there'll be a Chinese restaurant out there somewhere. And I like Chinese food, and I like Chinese people. And I like the ones that are, particularly the ones that have lived in America a long time, and are good business people and the good local folks that have run the restaurants for years. But some of them have dues to pay from the old days, or they got family under the gun in Wuhan or in Beijing or Shanghai. Or they borrowed some money from somebody in San Francisco, and lo and behold, it's the wrong crew, and then they make them do stuff they don't want to do. But I'm telling you, the Chinese are using shortwave frequencies broadcasting into the United States from close by off the coastlines, and then in the midst of that, it's being answered back in Chinese. The Russians are also using it. The Russians are down at Cuba, at the Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, famous Russian and Cuban joint signal intelligence headquarters? The ones who were beaming the crap at our embassy to destroy the minds and brains of the of our embassy people there after Obama opened it all back up? And we got the Russians sitting down there with their missile cruisers and all the stuff. You got them in Venezuela. You got the Russian subs popped up under La Orquilla. You got them threatening our P-8s, our P-3s. You got them buzzing our guys and gals all over the place and the up in by Alaska. You got them everywhere. You got Spetsnaz still in the pay, somehow still in the pay of when Obama hired them to come in the United States. And they're all sublimated back in the back corners. They're marrying American women. They're buying houses outside of Denver, okay, outside of the Denver airport. You had some of them still down in there in the Uwaris and places like that. You have them out over here in Kansas. You got them in California. You got them in Texas. They're all over the dadgum place. It's been a while since I saw my first one connected to Leavenworth. And he was teaching courses up there back in the 90s. When I had a tussle with him at a late night joint because he touched my wife. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go to war, because I'm telling you, China lost about, I don't know how much of their GDP they lost, but they may have lost up to 21 million people that they're lying through their teeth about. And then Fauci and Obama gave them 3.7 million to that Wuhan P4 lab to investigate a SARS-type virus, a new SARS virus. They funded them. Some of that stuff had come from a lab inside the United States, and that's why the DNI, the hoodie-hoodie kookabooka, the high kabbalah of the kookabookas can't talk about it, because there is a component in there somewhere of a U.S. germ warfare lab. Is it Dietrich? Is it another one? I don't know. The fact of the matter is, the genetic structure was published in January, and since then, by several different people. I believe the health ranger, Mike Adams, I think he analyzed it and looked at it. There were several people in the Epoch Times out of China. It was published by one of the guys, one of the Chinese scientists in Wuhan that they made go bye-bye. And so now Brett Baer had to break it 2 weeks ago, and, oh, but it's not an engineered weapon. Bullshit! I'm tired of the crap. Tired of all this crap. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you had better start to think about what would happen if a Russian hypersonic vehicle pops in some key places, or if they just do. With Kim Jong-un in the Never Never Land, maybe he's up there with Never Never Land with Michael Jackson. They're on fentanyl or something. I have no idea. But he does have, and there's a good possibility or probability, that those two satellites that are directly over the United States in a geosynchronous type orbit over the center of the United States, that each one of them can open the bomb bay doors and drop nukes down and pop the power grid in this country. And if you do that, then that's going to give, according to the New World Order, they will kill 90% of the population of the United States within the first 12 months by not doing anything else other than to knock out the power grid. Do you have additional things for your car? Do you have radios? You know, like small hams, radios, different walkie-talkies, other things, computers that you can use and still use with your CDs or your your own discs, you see? Do you have things like where you can do a solar panels and then create some, generate some electricity from that and store it in batteries? Are you thinking along these lines? You can go to Harbor Freight for about $150 on sale. You can get a 100-watt solar panel and all the wires and a small charge controller and everything. And then for another $70-$80, you can get a battery and charge a battery with it. You can also charge the 3-in-1 battery charger, air up your tires, a set of lights to work on your car out on the back 40 or something. You can charge those up. You got inverters that you can charge the battery on those with the solar. Okay. You also, if you got a big farm or something, maybe you need to get the wind generator up or the old windmill and do it that way. My grandfather pumped the water with the windmill for years and years and years, and they had a battery backup. He also even had a gas tank filled with gas and one with diesel for his tractor and for his cars. Truck. We need to start thinking of the next thing there while we have the opportunity to do it. And I know, believe me, I can't get around the block sometimes if it costs me less than $5. But I'm still here thanks to you and the Lord Jesus. So keep me old hawk in the game if you can. Now, let me tell you this. Start thinking about the next reiteration, like things that are barter items. You don't barter your food, and you don't necessarily barter your high-quality ammo for your hard-hitting stuff. Maybe if you had extra 22 long rifle, that's a currency of the future. But you might want to barter some knives, small basic knives, or small hunting knives. You can get those inexpensively. You can also get things like hammers, regular saws that are not electric, rip saws, finishing saws, the ones where you did them by hand, the ones where you cut a tree down with an axe, okay, and then, or use the two-person saw or the one-person saw to cut the tree down. You need to start thinking about being able to go back, if you can, in whatever fashion, into the 1800s, go back into the Civil War time period. And you need to think about what you need to do. And you guys who are real scientific oriented, figure out back then how to make either electricity to keep your refrigerators and freezers going by running them a certain number of times per day, or figure out how to make an ice house and to store ice in the ice house to where it will stay stored in the cold, where you cut it out of the river or a lake in the dead of winter, like the grandfathers did. How to dry food, how to dry meat, how to do all those types of things. You know, I'm going to tell you, there's a good book I've told you about before, No Such Thing as Doomsday, How to Prepare for Natural Disasters, Terrorism, War, and Other Threats. It talks to you about a lot of this stuff. It's by Philip L. Hogue. There's all kind of information that you can get. And you know who I got that from? I got that originally from Ready Made Resources at Teleco Plains, Tennessee. Bob Griswold is a good resource. Ready Made Resources, Bob Griswold. Tell him Old Hawk sent you. I haven't bought from him for a number of years, but I bought some Level 4 body armor from him once. That was the best stuff I ever got at a good price. Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale. Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale, and then other books. If you want to see how this could go, get One Second After by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, William R. Forstchen, One Second After, or our old friend, James Wesley Rawls, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse. Then he's got other books like Survivors and things that go down the road at different times. So does William R. Forstchen. But the One Second After book is one of the best ones to get. You can get military, army, air force, all kind of survival books, SAS. Get all of that stuff you can get. All of the natural health remedy books and that kind of thing. Get a good set of the old-fashioned encyclopedias. You might be able to find them at a used bookstore, like the old World Books or the old Encyclopedia Britannicas or Americanas. Get one maybe from the 50s or 60s and see if you can get a set of those. Hardcover. Don't keep anything on the computer because it may not be there anymore if they zap the stuff. I'm telling you, prepare for the next iteration, the next deep death of despair, just right when it looks like we're going to come out of this thing and go back and have the V recovery and Trump's going to win and it'll all be fine. I would not bet money on it right now because I think that other shoes are going to drop. Other shoes are going to drop. And they're not done with the biological weapon shoes yet. I think the Red Chinese will release something else. But when I say the Red Chinese, well, didn't Fauci give them money to that lab? No different than when in the eugenics world, the Rothschild family, or excuse me, the Rockefeller family and the Bush family back then were involved so fundamentally in the creation of the eugenics movement, eugenics. And you know, they're getting ready to kill off the old people. They said they're going to protect all of us. But you know, what they're going to do is get rid of us because we have one of the last good educations. If you're over 65, you got one of the last better educations that were had from kindergarten on up. And even some of that was suspect because I think the people that came up before us even had better ones yet. And what my mother could do in high school is just beyond belief. So anyway, you need to prepare methodically by lists and by the book. Dare to prepare, no such thing as doomsday, lists you might find at Nitro Pack, you know, ready-made resource, emergency essentials, all kind of places. The Mormon, you know, the Mormon lists of foods and things to buy, the supplies, the supply lists, the medical lists. You need to get topographical maps, not on the computer. Buy them on the, at the bookstore. Topographical maps. And then, yeah, I would get some plastic sheeting or bags to put those in. I would also go, if you go to a local map store somewhere, see if you can get a bigger map of your town or your city or your neighborhood or, you know, your county or whatever. But it's, these topographicals will do pretty good, but see if you can go to more detail yet. Because, you see, they're going to take away the internet. Already, I was looking last night. I was going down through my favorite section, and I clicked on certain things. And I found two or three items. They no longer would connect to them. They were there. But they say, this, we no longer support this cipher, you see, of this thing. They're changing the browsers. They're changing all of the windows and all of the stuff to preclude information. They're going down the road of the Red Chinese. You walk down the street, they can look at you with the dadgum camera or with the Red Chinese drone. And the Red Chinese are paying money to local and county and state law enforcement and feds to buy their drones. And meanwhile, their drone takes all the information that you hut boys are taking of all the people in the park that you're watching in the park to see if they got fevers or if they let their children go play on the slide. Get off of that crap. Become peace officers like my friends. Practice those things that will uplift the people that you serve and protect instead of those that you grind to make your living or the living for the dadgum politicians. And you know, there's nothing lower than a politician than a child molester. Or maybe there's nothing lower than a child molester than a politician. And the bodies in Brooklyn, outside of the funeral home, in an unrefrigerated truck, in the body bags, stinking to high heaven, this is America. This ain't the black hole of Calcutta or Port Said. This ain't old Marseille in the 30s or 40s. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up now, wake up. We used to say, wake up, and we thought that would tell everybody, wake up, you know. The New World Order's coming. Well, they're coming. Now in Kansas City, Missouri, they've got the 10-10-10 rule, you see. You can only have 10 people in a building. And if you're in there longer than 10 minutes, then you have to provide your full information, who you are, where you live, your phone number, your email, all of your stuff, and then have contact information in case you gave somebody something. You're in there longer than 10 minutes. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike foes against the Luciferian night. Carry their supply lines. Make them think about it. Fear the Lord in heaven. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaFleur, Mickey. Get the new high crown. General McCormick got something. Oh. May the Lord just protect you against all evil. Fly you super fun. Care while you still can. Good night.